I think we ought to have a gillet after this on the big table.
War dance?
Huh?
Oh, war dance.
Just a little light pleasantry in the front row. Some of the colleagues of Mark are telling me about what he's got on his feet, and I suggested a little exhibit of Indian moccasins on the big table outside afterwards. What, admission 10 cents?
That's county stuff.
Yeah. I don't know where Mark is, but I'm told he's here. I don't think I've got anything today. I'm going to leave tomorrow night. Probably fairly late, 6-7 o'clock. And go down the river and up the bay to Aberdeen Proving Ground. Getting there on Monday morning. About 200 miles. And inspect the Aberdeen Proving Ground. And if you people, the old gang goes with me, if you want to meet me there about 10 o'clock in the morning, I think you can make it in about 2 hours by motor or train. And then we'll spend about an hour there and be met by cars, motor back to the modern bombing plant, the modern modern company plant, which is that northeast section of Baltimore. And from there, go to Camp Meade, which I've never seen while I was here in Washington, at that time being built, and back here to the White House about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No speeches.
You talked at the chemical war last night. It's been a storm
tomorrow. Wait, is there anything else I should see around there?
Yes, there are a few little matters over there. I'll confide to you.
Right.
President, you're aware of the tripartite treaty, I believe they call it, between Japan, Germany, and Italy, signed this morning.
I've just merely heard a rumor. I can't say anything about it because I haven't heard anything official.
It's not unexpected, is it?
Well, yes and no.
Good day, Mr.
President.
Will
they inform us officially? Well, I suppose we'll get news of whatever has been done. They may have it in the State Department by now.
They
have it. I am sending to the Senate a long list of appointments which look formidable, but they are merely to bring the rank in the Army up to the very large number of additional men who will be in the service. About 30, I think. Something like that. Brigadier generals. People notice the major general. In other words, the rank of a division commander. And a lot of colonels. People notice to Brigadier General and the point which I think should be made in fairness is that these are all temporary promotions which can be rescinded at any time in the event of a lesser number of men. It's applying in the case of the Army what we did in the World War. Gave all sorts of people temporary rank because they brought command, and when the war was over, they reverted to their regular rank. Just the same way in the Navy. We have a number of admirals and vice admirals. The title goes with the place, and as soon as you leave the place, you go back to where you were before. And there's only one thing. This is off the record at the request of Mr. Furley, who was not promoted. He wanted me to call your special attention to his colleague, Mr. Watson, who was promoted. There's a little half-feeling in the office about it, but
Tom, Major General?
Well, what do you mean by that? You see, the White House staff is getting so frightfully big.
Well, that's when I have any private.
We'll come to be after. We'll work out your rank.
That's Brandon.
Figure it out, please. I've got.
Mr. Dawson, have you decided on a director of the draft, sir?
Not yet.
Well, may I ask, have you decided whether it will be an officer of the Army or a civilian?
I can't tell you, Earl, because we have, this is off the record again, we have selected a person, and the question is whether he can accept the place. We have heard you.
As a report, the British are not as eager for the flying fortress as they once were because they have, the present flying fortress has had no rear gun turret. And that their negotiations now about this completed is the British get at least half of the present production of the new flying fortress. You don't see no effect on that.
No gun in the battle.
Mr. President, in view of the need of the national defense, you plan to put an embargo on export of oil?
You have to ask State Department, Constantine.
Mr. President, I know you followed your customary procedure or procedure which has to some South American feeling up certain in some of these envelopes of political positions this year.
Yeah.
They're all sealed?
I got one right there on the desk.
Mr. President, well...
Well, you know, I always understate them.
Mr. President, will free entry of fish processed in Newfoundland by the General Seafood Company be a condition of leasing the base there?
Will it, what?
Free entry of fish processed in Newfoundland by the General Seafood. Robin Story sells the General Seafood. Robin's story is published in Newfoundland to that effect, that it will be one of the conditions of leasing the Newfoundland.
Back the other day, we were selecting sites, and fish were never mentioned. I didn't even ask them whether there were fish. That's fine.
You don't
know. Mr. President, now they have a fish that's not worth to get any report from General Strong on his observations that you've seen in London.
I haven't seen him yet. I expect to see him tomorrow. See him tomorrow or Monday, Tuesday. I have a report that a summary in the main report is now being written.
Mr. President,
are you agree with this disclosure of
the community below? It's in the report. It's a purely confidential summary.
Have you had any reports from Admiral Hart in Shanghai?
I got something from Shanghai. The Navy, we get something from Shanghai at least once a day. Right along. For several years.
So Major General Watson will stay at the White House?
He's going to stay there?
Stay at the White House.
You mean why not give him a room? In the room at the
White House? Well, whatever. You said that when he goes to the place, he gets the rank, and he leaves it, he gives up the rank or something like that. I wonder whether there's going to be any change in his status.
No, it's just one of those rank stories.
Thank you.
I haven't. I'm going to think.